worthy, worthy, worthy. Magnify you, magnify you, Mother God, Mother God. Bless you.
Amount of tax, and it comes from Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. It said, it's better to have a partner than to go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth. And if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, talk. Two in a bed warming each other. Alone, you shiver all night.
No.
But by yourself, you're unprotected. With a friend, you can face the worst. You can round up a third. A three-standing rope isn't easily snapped. And that is from the Message Bible.
Amen.
All right, you got it.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, hey now.
My sister Chris left. She started holding those parties. I love her so much. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
So grateful. And yeah, keep her minister Candy in prayer. She lost her sister last night, or they would have had the whole entourage here. So definitely keep her in prayer.
Yes.
Before I start, in Australia, there was a mosque that was attacked, and I was kind of confused because it was called Christ Church, but 50 people killed. They were specifically targeting Muslims.
White, racist, supremacist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was white supremacist. Right. So, yes. Y'all, whether you are, regardless of what faith you practice, any attack on faith is attack on us.
Amen.
Worship freely, whatever they want to worship.
That's right.
That's a problem.
That's right.
So also keep them in.
Yes.
Switch out. Thank you, Phil. So our theme for Women's Day is Stronger Together.
Yes.
That was our theme that we chose. Spirit of Living God, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for those who were able to be here today, God. Thank you for those who are able to come, but we're not able to, God. I ask that you bless the space that I'm in. Thank you for revealing new truths to me. And I ask that you fall over me today.
Yes.
While I give these words, I ask that you have something for every person here. And ask all these things. In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, theme for Women's Day was Stronger Together. And the scripture I chose was Ecclesiastes. Chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And I thought that was a great scripture. I was like, yes, that's it. Amen. That's my church family. You know, when we get together, that's us.
Amen.
We each other up.
Yes.
You know? But it also made me think about what happens if you have to go it alone.
Mm. Yes.
And I actually wanted to talk about the time where you're the only strand of the road.
Ooh, all right now.
When you don't have anyone to pick you up when you fall in.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I know we all good believers in here, so you'll let me know that you're never alone because God is always there.
Amen.
Like the footsteps in the sand, Jesus will always pick me up.
That's right.
And not fall or even carry me if I need him to.
Yeah.
And that's true, but I need y'all to remember that they created us.
Amen.
More than one. And even Jesus sent his disciples out in twos.
Yes.
So, there are times when we sometimes feel alone physically, and when we feel alone mentally. And the question always becomes, what do we do when we don't have a tribe, or we just feel alone? Some of y'all don't know, I have spent most of my children's lives as a single mother. I was also very blessed to be able to send them to my sister's or my mother's house for the summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the first week is always like, yes, they are going.
Yes.
And then I come to realize that I'm alone. So I was single, no boo to love me, no kids that needed me. I wasn't in church, so So my old belief system dictated that if you didn't have, if you didn't go to church, mm-hmm. or you didn't have church, then you didn't have God.
Right.
So what did I do? Mm-hmm. That's what everyone else does when they're alone. They pour themselves out into something.
Yeah.
I decided to pour myself out to the bar, mm-hmm. to the window scratchers,
mm-hmm.
Smoking, material
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mm-hmm. I poured myself out into at that time. Things that were temporary.
Yes,
yes.
That's right.
things that would make the lonely go away for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward, next year, another summer, kids are going, mm-hmm. again. And once again, this is the next summer, I had to find something else to pour myself mm-hmm. into. But this year, that year, I had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I started running that year, mm-hmm. started working out, so I spent my summer pouring back into myself
mm-hmm.
And reflecting on my life and my habits. I realized that at that point that I loved helping people. I do. I'm a Captain Save-Home. helping people. I love being there for people. I love doing for people. So I started volunteering at a homeless shelter every Saturday. And the kids came home, and I kept that routine. Healthy for me. And then the next summer, Marcus comes in my life in a major way, and y'all know the rest because y'all was here for it all. So I'm reading up on this concept of people and what we need, and Maslow, some of our basic needs, he said, human needs are belongingness and love, basic human needs. We need people around us. I tell that story that I told because I need to talk about where we fulfill our needs. This need to have other people. And I used to think it was a weakness because I was like, well, if you're not okay being by yourself, then you're just not okay with yourself. And that's really not the case.
No.
As I said, we were made more than one of us
to
want and need each other, to help each other.
Yes.
So when we're alone, we reach out naturally. We pour out into things or people. You know, this is basic stuff. It's how we build our tribe, the reaching out to each other. It's how we build our skills. It's how we hone our gifts and talents. The alone time, though it feels like forever or not, it's just a season. It can last a day or it can last 100 days. We have a lot of single numbers. So alone is a very real thing. And I know we're good Christians, so we know Jesus is there.
wow.
But, you know, alone is hard. I used to spend, when I was single, I slept on my couch. I sat in my bed, because I didn't want to sleep by myself. It's very real, being alone. But during this time, we should use it. Use it to find out what you're good at. Use it to find out what you contribute to the tribe that's formed around you. Because even though you're in this alone time, there's still people all around, all the time. If you're here and you're hearing my voice, then there are always people around.
That's right.
And you are building your tribe.
That's
I feel like the person who wrote the scripture in Ecclesiastes must have been an adult. Because in verse 12 it says, can you round up a third? I'm finding that as I get older, the less good girlfriends I have, the less good duties on duty I have. And it's not a bad thing.
That's right.
Not at all. Because while you're busy building your tribe, you'll find some people that seem like a good fit. May not be after second and third glance. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people or you're a bad person. They're just not for you in your tribe. You have to be able to contribute. And it's not because you want to use people or you want people to use you. It's because we feed off each other's gifts and talents.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The same way I give, I'm here to serve.
Amen.
That's my job. That's my job description. That's just what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I'm not getting paid for it.
ministry. Just volunteer.
But if you all weren't here, who would I serve?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Reaction, equal and opposite reaction. The same way if you're a teacher, if it's the one that teach you, you teach.
That's right.
The guy at my job, yeah, he's the warehouse manager. He always complains, oh, it's so much work, they just throw it in here all the time. And I'm like, you need to be glad about this work you got, because once the orders stop, friend, we don't have no job.
Say that.
Right. Well.
Look. And I don't want you to be surprised to find out that this church is your tribe.
Hey, I like that.
You really are.
Amen, amen.
Really are. You're trying. And even if that's the case, you're still waiting for lonely sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody tell you that that is a depiction of what your faith is, how you feel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No. Too many times as church people, we don't address mentally what's going on because the answer is always Jesus.
Mm. Come on now.
Come on.
Help somebody.
Yeah.
But you know, we're living in human times. Right. And as humans, we feel things. We feel lonely. We feel sadness. And bring this message, I was really nervous. I was like, this is not what it's going. But God said, go outside and write it. So we settled on, I'm going to hallway because it's cold out.
Yeah.
It was not the message of sadness or loneliness, but I mean, even I get lonely in my house. I thought my house is like a shoebox. Mm-hmm. Oh, apartment, it's a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's times that I get lonely. Because everybody's not going to understand what I'm going through. Everybody's not going to understand what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You may got five kids. You may got no kids. You may got a boo you can't stand. You may got a boo.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have a boo. One boo.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's not going to understand what you're going through. Yes. And at those times are especially when I feel alone. I go at my house. Nobody really understands everything I do. They just assume that I do what they need them to, what they need me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all mommy does is what I need her to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all Teresa does.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets lonely. Mm-hmm. Last night I'm planning Women's Day. We're planning what's going on. And I was like, oh God. It's like, who can you turn to? And of course I know I can call any of my good, good brother pastors. Or even any of my good church members. But sometimes you just fold in to stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you pray about it, and God doesn't always give you answers right there, because mom, that happened. Like, you gotta wait, because God works in God's own time.
Yes,
or you might
get
so wrapped up in where you're at, mm-hmm. in your mental headspace, that you completely miss the message.
Okay,
and God has to come back later and just hit you on the head with his bad. But I say that when you're alone, sometimes I pick stuff up. I would say it's cleaning, but it's not really cleaning because that's a lie. I just pick stuff up and wipe stuff off sometimes. Let's see. When I have a few moments, I talk to God, hope God will answer or just give me a sign or hey. Like this morning, God was like, outside seems like a good idea. I'll take that. I also try to reach out. Like I said, everybody's not going to understand everything you're going through. They just won't. But they definitely won't if you don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be silent. They always say that about depression and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be silent about your sadness. God is here. We're here.
Amen.
We're always here. We always pick up the phone. But when you take the time to reach out to somebody else, connect with someone
amen,
else.
Amen.
They might be lonely.
Yeah.
And once you make that connection, at that point, you are absolutely stronger together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.